Oh, you the voice?
Nah, not me.
So if you're not the voice, who is?
The people, man. The people's the voice.
So what does that make you?
That makes me the middleman. I'm the middleman.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Middleman Podcast. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, and today I'm joined by artist Envy Goat.
Yo, what's good? Welcome to the building.
Welcome to the Middleman Podcast, man. Welcome to your appreciate first podcast.
Yeah, appreciate it, bro. You know,
it's I'm always happy to give someone their first podcast opportunity. You know, so we're just gonna dive right into it. And honestly, we're just gonna dive right into it with your name. You know, that's probably the most common question you get as to why you chose that name. So here we go. The name Envy Goat. Where did it come from, and what does it mean to you, my friend?
I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory. It's like, you know, if you the goat, bro, if you like the greatest in your craft, people are gonna envy you.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, a lot of people envy the goat. Yeah. That's where that came from.
That's the way I look at it. You know, it's like I took it as a literal take. You know, envy goat. You know, envy me. I am the goat. You know what I mean? So,
and like, there's like two the greatest of all time, and if you get on my bad side, it could be the grimiest of all time.
Oh.
But you know, that's two meanings to it for me.
The little switch up there, I can respect that, man. I can respect that. You know, names are important for everyone, you know. It's like, you know, I remember seeing this one reel recently. Maybe you've seen it on Instagram. It's one of those inspirational reels. It's like, you know, they give you a name, right? Your name. Let's say my name is Bob Proctor, but you're not Bob Proctor, right? You're a product of yourself. You're who you are,
exactly.
You know.
Branding yourself.
Exactly. So would you say that Envy Goat is more so a phrase of affirmation?
Of course.
Rather than a title for you?
Right.
So then what is your title? You're just you?
I'm just me. Literally just me.
I respect that.
Be yourself. People love you the most when you're being yourself.
Is that how you found success?
I'm still trying to find success, but it's working out.
Well, success within yourself, right?
Yeah, it's working out.
I respect that, man. I respect that. Yeah, you've been in the music game for not too long, correct?
Not too long. Probably like 2.5 years now.
Okay, and you've got some pretty good plays, some pretty good streams out there.
Bro.
110% on that, man.
Appreciate
Let's go ahead and let's tap into your music a little bit here, okay? So, you know, you released an EP, a three-track title.
Three tracks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was that EP title?
For all the envy, I'm pretty sure.
For all to envy, yes, sir. And you had three tracks on there, okay? That was released in 2021. That's when Envy Goat released his first debut. Were you making any SoundCloud music prior to that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I still have some tracks up there that was before the three songs.
Okay. So then the three songs was like your first, your first time on other platforms such as Apple and Spotify on and so forth. Okay. Well, so we had Violence, Can't Come Home, and Around You. Okay, out of those three, do you have one where you want to start out with?
So this one is like, Can't Come Home is crazy.
Bro. Can't Come Home? Okay, we'll start.
The way we put that song together was crazy.
Yeah, it was you and a gentleman, his name was Ty.
Yeah, Situated Ty. Yeah,
Situated Ty. So Can't Come Home, okay? Can't Come Home is it is your most played song, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a top song up there. How did you find such success with that song? What do you think did it that made the plays for that song go up through the roof?
Bro, I couldn't even tell you, bro.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, there's one thing, bro. I posted it on TikTok. It was a little snippet of it, though. And, like, it did the regular views, probably like 500 to 600 views. That's regular. And then about a month later, my TikTok views start going up. So I started looking at it, and it was just the one video. And I start getting comments from people from the UK.
So, oh.
And I guess they love that sound. Like, it's like a little slow melodic drill beat type sound. They love that. So, like, they start commenting on it. And they start tagging me in a video. And I just start getting plays on all platforms. It was like Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, everything.
Have you seen that song make its way into a playlist on Spotify or anything like that?
I think I'm on, like, probably like 100-something playlists.
That's dope.
Just with that song, though, yeah. I mean, there's a couple other songs I got that's in playlists, but that song is going crazy, bro.
Well, when you were creating it, you know, did you anticipate that type of feedback after the fact when you released
it? I knew it was going to get feedback, but not like that, bro. I didn't think it was going to go off like that.
I respect that.
It was just random. Like I told you, it was a month later, and then the video on TikTok just started going up.
it's all these social media platforms that somehow make things blow up, right? Like, honestly, I'm going to tell you right here, right now, we used to do the Middleman Mondays. We still do the Middleman Mondays. And every now and then, they'll get like 4,000 views, 5,000 views, whatever the case may be. It might just blow up. And people are like, yo, like, what's going on? Like, what are you doing? I'm like, bro, honestly, I don't know. I just keep posting, though. I just keep
consistent,
posting.
And that's kind of where I messed up. I wasn't as consistent as, like, I'm trying to be now, but, you know.
Well, what happened to your consistency? What made you have to take a step back from music for a little bit to come back even stronger?
I feel like I had to just, like, focus on myself more. Mm. I was trying to level up before, you know, started doing all the crazy music videos and stuff like that. I just had to worry about myself for a second. I put everything to the side.
Okay. Yeah. I can respect that, man. You know, personal health is definitely important. You know, you don't want to dilute yourself in a process of making music, you
exactly.
know. And in this retreat, this step back, you know, let me ask you, do you feel like you have your sound yet as an artist?
No.
No.
I do not. I feel like I do not have my sound yet.
Okay, so in this retreat, in this step back, have you been taking steps towards finding your sound?
Yes. I honestly had stopped going to the studio because of that. Like, I felt like I was just, like, just wasting my money going there. Because I'm, like, I would make a song, like, because, like, I'm not trying to, like, just do one sound, honestly. I'm trying to have multiple sounds. I'm trying to be versatile as possible. So, like, I'm just sitting here. I'm just trying to figure a lot of shit out still.
Okay. Yeah. No, I respect that, man, especially because, you know, it's an aspect of spending money. You know, you want to find your sound, find your craft. We've talked about it with Hoodie Hardaway, another artist out here. You know, he was saying, like,
shout out Hoodie, man. He's elite. It's my guy right there.
He was like, if you don't know your sound, then you're just wasting the producer's time. You know, you're wasting everyone's time. You know, it's important to find your sound.
I feel like I waste some more of my time. But everybody, like, most of the people think it sounds all right, but, like, I know what I'm looking for, so, and it's not it right now.
Well, what is missing from your game? You know, let's talk about this, man. Let's talk about it. If you don't mind, you know, like,
I
respect the honesty. I respect the transparency through this right now.
I'm trying to work on my melodies.
Okay.
For real. That's, like, real important to me. Like, that's, like, the catchy part of the song is your melody. So, like, that's what I'm working on right now.
Finding a melody within the beat, creating hitting the pockets that were created. That's what you're trying to figure out a little bit more. Okay. No, I respect that, man. You know, why do you feel like, so, like, how are you going to elevate your game through that process? You know what I mean? Like, are you going to other, just other genres? You know, are you experimenting with other genres? Are you, you know, maybe going back to maybe some root music that you used to hear, like music from back in the day that's like, okay, you know, I used to really like that melody. You know, how are you applying it to yourself?
I do that too. Sometimes I'll look up a certain sample on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then I'll just try to find a melody there with my favorite sample or like one of my favorite throwbacks or something like that.
That's dope, man. That's dope. So let's keep talking about Can't Come Home. You know, the song with the most streams, I have it here in my notes, right? You got some pretty good verses on here. And the first verse, the way you opened it up was crazy. You know, there's the hook and the sample and the sound. And it's like, I don't know what you've been told. I'm not your enemy. You know, so that's pretty dope. That's a pretty heartfelt type of line there. That's a straight line right there. And then you go, this is the first verse. Some people got left because they can't move right. When I go OT, they ain't catching this flight.
Yeah.
That shit was fire, bro.
Hard, bro. I know, bro. That's tough. Yeah. And that's facts, though, bro. Cannot catch this flight with me.
I understand that, you know, 110%. You know, I like that you were like, nah, yeah, that is fire, bro. I wrote that, you know, so that's how it's got to be. You got to love it. You got to enjoy it, you know, and just feel for it, you know. And then also in the same song, though, something that stood out to me in the lyric, you know, it was I don't make drill music. My shit touch hearts. I make it for the chill music.
I may give you the chill music.
Oh, I may give you the chill music. So like that right there, right? I don't make drill music. You know, that was a statement, you know, a statement. Why did you feel like you needed to clear the air and say that?
Bro, I think it's just because of the beat it was on. You know, like when people start like heard the first part of the beat, they thought it was going to be a drill song.
Mm. So. Okay. I might be like, My version of drill and your version of drill might be a little different. You know, like to me, that isn't drill. To me, that song is not drill, but
no,
it is a bop.
Not drill at all.
So I did like that. It's a really good song. You know, praying for the sweet life like Zach and Cody, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Praying for the sweet life.
It's a good song, man. It's a good song. So then we have Violence, you know, Violence.
Violence, yeah.
Violence, there's a lot with this song we could talk about. You know, that song is valid. So Violence, you know, tell me what you know about Violence. Also, hold on, sample, please. What's the sample from, bro? I know that there's a melody in there that I know. It sounds like a J. Cole.
I gotta hear it again.
All right, you know what? We gonna play it. We gonna play it real quick. That's not it. Give me 1 second. Cause like, dude, all morning I've been here like.
Yeah, bro. Honestly, forget. I gotta hear the beat again.
Trying to figure it out. Oop. 1 second here. I'll tell you what it is. 1 second here. There's a sample in here from J. Cole or something, bro. I'm like, yo. Maybe I was walling. Either way. Hey.
Is it the background sound?
Yeah, it's the background sound, bro.
It might be a sample. It might be, bro.
It kind of sounds like ATM, like the little... A little harp noise. But the beginning sounds like Love Yours.
That's yeah. Maybe that was it. Nah, but that song is really, really dope.
It was a no cap type beat. You know no cap?
I don't know no cap, no.
You should tune in, bro.
Is that an artist out here or is that a
No. He's a famous artist.
All right, put me on a no cap?
Yeah, no cap.
All right, gotta put me on a no cap.
Got you, bro.
No cap from me from Louisiana?
Okay. Louisiana rapper. I've never heard of a Louisiana rapper. I'm not saying that they're not out there. I just don't listen to artists who came from Louisiana. Or maybe I don't know that they came from Louisiana. You know what I mean?
No, it'd be like that too.
Alabama. All right. So, Violence, you know. So, in the song Violence, right? It's a very heartfelt song. You know, there's a... I felt like you were talking to a neighborhood, so to speak. Maybe a neighborhood that you grew up in, or was it maybe a neighborhood that, like, so the reason I bring up the neighborhood aspect of it as well is because of the North Star film that you guys did. Okay, so shout out to North Star.
Yeah, shout out to my boy North Star.
You know, out there doing his thing. But was that the first North Star video or the second? Probably the first.
It was the first one. Violence was the first one.
Okay, so violence, you know. Violence, tell me what you know about violence, you know, like, and it's talking about just like violence within a neighborhood, you know, people killing each other, police killing people, you know what I mean? Right. So, that song, Inspiration, where did that song come from?
Honestly, I just wanted to speak to the world, bro. Like, it was just like, I was just in a certain mood, you know, and I just wanted to speak to everybody, like, about what's going on, what shouldn't be going on.
Was there a specific reason as to why you... Well, the setting of the North Star film, right? Like I said, it's in a neighborhood. If you check it out on YouTube, it's out there. Was that planned? Was that something that kind of went into the thought process?
I was like, yo, we should pull up to the projects, The View. That's what we call it, The View. It's up in Southside.
Okay. Yeah. And how was the reaction from like the neighborhood when you were shooting the video?
Bro, I didn't even expect it. I didn't think all the kids was gonna be outside like that either. They just start coming around. Everybody starts circling behind the camera and just watching me perform.
That was dope, man. That was a really dope video.
The kids wanted to ride their bikes in the background. Yeah. It was dope. I fucked with it.
It gave it a real, like I said, just like neighborhood feel, you know? And I, like I said, you were talking to a neighborhood. You are... That's the way I took the song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if that was the goal that you were going for, you said you were just talking. You were just trying to talk to the world, trying to basically shed a light on the violence that there's too much, you know, there's way too much going on there. Way too much going on there. So then after that, you know, the last song on the EP, what was the name of the song? Here we go. We just had it.
The last song?
Yes. The last song.
Around You.
Around You, yes, Around You. Last song on the EP, I got it right here. That's a vibe song, a music, a chill song, you know what I mean?
Yeah, real chill.
Yeah, real chill, you know?
I tried to pull out my vocals on that one, you know? That's what I'm saying, like, sometimes I try to explore, try to do different sounds and shit. That was one of them.
Okay, and how do you feel about that song?
Honestly, I like the sound of it, but I don't really like the song as, like, all in one, but I do like the sound of the song, though.
Okay, maybe if you didn't like the song, right? Yo, so it's crazy when artists blow up with songs that they never liked, right? Yeah. But let's say it blew up, right? Let's just talk about, you know, it's a song that you didn't like. What is one of your personal favorite songs that you have released right now?
Stuck in My Ways.
Stuck in My Ways, your newest track.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Stuck in My Ways then, right?
Stuck in My Ways.
Let's talk about Stuck in My Ways. Talk to me about that track. Why is that track your favorite?
Bro, because I'm stuck in my ways still, and I'm trying to figure it all out, honestly, and that's true.
Do you feel like, well, stuck in your ways as in how? Like, stuck in your ways as a person? Definitely not stuck in your ways as an artist, right?
No. As a person, like, I still got bad habits and, like, people I think of, and I still grieve, but, like, you know, I'm just stuck in that phase right now.
I hear that, man. I hear that. Yeah,
so.
So you're stuck in your habits, stuck in your ways, and, you know, you're just trying to figure out ways to get out of those habits, right? So, and how are you doing that? Well, what could you expand on these bad habits that you're trying to detach yourself from?
I could, but like,
I don't want to get too much in your personal life. But at the same time, on your social media, there isn't much about your personal. You know, like I, you know, there's a music side, and that's the face that we all see, right? We see MV Goat, you know. But what's going on the outskirts? What are you about, bro? What do you do? You know, like
I do a lot of things. Like, I don't just make music. So, like, I play ball. I used to play ball real nice. Like, I'm rusty now, bro, but I still got a little something. I like to have fun, bro, honestly.
Any big plans for the summer?
I'm taking trips.
Yeah.
I'm taking, like, at least one trip this summer, bro.
I got a question.
What's good, bro?
You think, like, people that really, like, go through some shit or something, you know?
Okay.
You think it, like, just helps them make music?
It does. Yeah. It helps me, honestly. Like, I get in a different mood. Like, if I'm mad, or, like, it depends on, like, what my mood is. If I'm sad, I want to write a sad song. If I'm mad, I'm going to write something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is.
Because some people, they just, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like everyone that makes music, there's people that kind of have it. People don't, and I feel like the people that like got kicked out their house or some shit always just has like the most
pain in their songs.
Yeah, no. But trauma and tragedy speaks to people.
It does, because a lot of people go through everything, and sometimes like you might say something that they needed to hear. You know?
That's definitely a good point there. I do definitely think that some trauma can help. It can help anyone out, bro. Let's be honest here. Okay, you see American Idol, right? Or it was American Idol with the homie with the ukulele. You know, he had a terrible story.
Yeah, I've never seen
that one. It's sad, nonetheless. His father passed, and he picked up the ukulele because I think his father used to sing to him. And from the first episode, everyone's like, "Yo, just give him it already." Like, we already know, because sometimes tragedy, you know, and it's relatable. People can understand, you know. So, yeah, that's that on that topic. 110%, man. So stuck in my ways, you know, upbeat. Oh my God, homie got a Glock.
Yeah, that's a Playboi Carti sample.
Okay.
Yeah, bro.
Love that. So
as soon as I heard that, I knew I had to do something to it.
Is that so when you find your samples, when you're finding your beats, you know, do you work with a certain producer? Do you have multiple producers? Do you self-generate? Do you go out on a social media?
So most of my beats come from YouTube, but
mm-hmm.
I have people sending me beats, but they're just not my type of vibe. So I'm still looking for a producer out there though. So if anybody want to tune in, let me know.
Hey, we could probably find your producer. You know, we've dealt with a lot of
people send me beats, but they be just not it, bro. Too generic.
If you needed to put yourself, like, if someone were to send you a tight beat, who are we putting in front? No cap, tight beat.
No cap. Who we got? Probably put like y'all never heard of him. Probably. I use Icy Twat type beats.
Okay.
He's one of my favorite artists. I use Chow Lee. I don't know. You probably never heard of Chow Lee either. I use a lot of underground artist type beats.
Okay. Is that the genre that you like your music to be in? Do you have a music genre? Would you even?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to be like versatile as possible, but yeah. I can't really put myself in a certain category right now.
I respect that. You know, I don't even like putting people in categories, because it's like every artist can dive into a different sound, a different bag, you know, and pull something out.
Artists, you know, like we could do a lot.
Mm-hmm. 110%. You know, this is an art form in itself. Mm-hmm. Middleman Podcast is an art form in itself. Okay, and then we have another song that came right after the EP. That song is called Vibe. Okay.
Oh yeah.
That song is a bop. You know, that's I've said it in the North Star Podcast, you know, and you even saw it, so respect for you watching it, and
appreciate it.
No doubt, man. I was like, yo, that kid Envy, bro, he's fucking filthy. Like, that shit was, yeah, like, I was like, he's filthy. That song Vibe is crazy. How do you feel about that song, though? Do you like it? Do you, are, because I feel like, go ahead. Do you like it?
Nah, because I did like it at first, but until I found out someone else used the beat. So it's like, kind of threw me off a little bit. Because, like, I did make the song before them, but then they ended up just, I didn't ever drop it, and then they dropped theirs first, and then, boom, that's how I went. I should have just bought the beat, to be honest, but I was slacking.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that why you don't like the song? Is it just because someone else used the beat?
Yeah, bro.
Okay, but other than that, you're...
I really killed, like, it just caught me off guard. I'm like, whoa, I...
Okay. Nah, yeah, that's a really good song. And the reason I was like, maybe he doesn't like this song. And I feel like that could be more of like a drill type of song. Maybe I just don't know what drill is. What would you categorize?
Could be, like, it depends on, like, if I was talking drill stuff on it, it would have been a drill song.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I kind of like mix it up. I was talking about like love and shit in there.
Yeah. Can't sleep at night when you're by my side. Did someone hurt you, bro? Was there an inspiration for that song?
Nah, no one hurt me. It's just like, that's just the mood I was in that day.
Okay. Know? Yeah, no, that song is a bop. That's one of my personal favorites. You know, that definitely made its way into my playlist because of the North Star Spotlight. When I was doing my research, I was like, oh, this song's a bop. This song's crazy. And as a matter of fact, I actually talked to Harrison. And I was like, yo, Harrison, could you give me like a little bit of insight on Envy, like what are your thoughts about him, you know, because since you guys have done two projects together, you know, so he went ahead and he gave me an insight, and I want to share that with you at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he goes, he said, on set your energy and your vibe was great, which not only made it easy to record, but it was natural vibes with laughter just by you being yourself.
Right.
Okay. Then he goes, you were extremely focused and passionate about what you do. He had you on a spotlight twice, actually, and the one that you did in downtown right around the corner here,
right.
Okay, at the old movie theater. He was telling me that it was extremely cold, like,
oh, bro,
freezing, you know, to the point of where your fingers were freezing, but you were still locked in and made it happen regardless. That proves he is committed into what he is doing. So with that being said, would you care to share your side of the story?
Bro, I was out there shivering, bro. Like, my hands are literally, like, frozen. Like, they're red. Can't move them. I'm like, yo, Harrison, we got to take a break, bro. Let's just walk in a little, you know, like, the little area where the movie theater used to be?
Yeah.
We could walk in there still. So I'm like, yo, let's just take a, like, 15-minute break, bro. So we could warm up real quick. Because it was bad, bro. It was bad.
And you were out there in what? Just, like, a sweatshirt?
Though. Yeah, in a sweatshirt. I didn't think it was going to be that cold at night either. I should have just changed up my fit. I had a jacket and shit, but that wasn't what I was going for. At the scene,
you know, it's hard to tell that it's winter.
Oh yeah,
I will say that. You know,
I mean, maybe not if you look at my nose in the video; it's kind of red.
Oh, okay,
red as hell.
Nah, that's pretty dope. You know, that speaks to your character, your testament as to like, all right, we're gonna get this done, man. Right. We're gonna get this done. So that was a really dope video. The North Star Spotlight. You know, check it out. You know, vibes. It's a bop. Always has been. You know, earlier I took a photo, a screenshot of something that you have on your social media, right? Mm-hmm. And it was just like the numbers, you know, for your, for when you just started out with your For All to Envy, you know, there you go.
I had to show that.
Oh yeah, I would show it too, man. This is quite the achievement here, you know. So I'm gonna just let you guys know it's a Spotify Wrapped. You know, my first Spotify Wrapped, I have that pinned on my social media. It's something crazy because we transitioned midway through. So like, all right, I transitioned from a distributor from episode 34 on. So like 34 and before, those numbers are not recorded. You know what I mean? Yeah. So anyway, I just got like data for the first 16. Anyway, it was dope to see Spotify Wrapped. It's great, you know, to appreciate it and see as an artist and whatever, you know, you get it back. So anyway, so this is Envy Goat, For All to Envy. Your streams, you know, it's 151,000 views. You know, with the streams there, we got 28,000 listeners, 145 countries, dope, right? 145 countries and 5,900 hours of listening, Spotify Wrapped, you know, and then the caption was pretty dope. You know what I mean? So the caption goes, it's officially been a year since I started this shit and this little EP dropped 5 months and did all right numbers. All right numbers. Those are pretty dope numbers, bro.
Yeah.
Why are you being humble there?
I'm always humble, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just that, that's you as a character. All right. Haven't dropped since because I've been working on my craft and expanding my thoughts more into this. So very, so the next time you hear me, you know, you're going to hear new music. Y'all also know I do this shit for real. Goat shit. Goat shit.
I said that last for, what did I say again?
Here, you can hold the phone now. Goat shit.
Oh, yeah. Next time you hear my music, y'all going to see the success. Y'all going to see, like, the difference, basically.
Do you have anything in the works right now?
I do. I've been writing, like, and in the moment, I got 3 songs that I'm writing right now. I just not recording yet, you know.
Okay. So you're writing them. So what's your creation process usually like? Do you usually find a beat first? Do you usually lay down the words, the verse? What do you, how does your.
Beat. I always find a beat first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say the beat is one of the most important parts of the track?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, yeah.
That's nah, I agree.
You know, that's how people start moving. And you can't just, you know, I don't know.
Have you ever performed?
I have performed once. I performed at a birthday party.
Okay. Yeah. And would you ever do it again? Not only on a birthday party aspect, but just doing any type of performance, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
What type of steps and strides are you making to get towards on a stage?
Nothing. I'm not really doing that. I really try to get on the stage. I'm just chilling right now. I should try, though, but I'm just chilling.
Okay. Yeah, nah, man. I mean, there's a bunch of outlets out here, you know, definitely in the Scranton area to allow you to go on stage, to perform your craft. Even it just like, just having that stage appearance and a way to move a crowd and work an audience, you know, those are important as an artist. You know?
I feel like you got to start somewhere, you know, I'm not looking for the big stage off the rip either.
I'm just
taking my time with it right now with the performance right now.
Yeah, just like pop-up shops or whatever, you know what I mean? Like just head over there and try it out. But, you know, you got the new music on the way, you know, so you're writing it right now. Do you have any thoughts as to when you might be releasing something? I know you don't got to give me a date, you know, but whatever you got.
No, I was just about to tell you, definitely this summer.
Definitely this summer.
Definitely this summer. Y'all going to hear some new music.
Okay. That's dope, man. Good for you. So, like, where does most of your influence come from, you know? Where does your most of the influence come from when you're writing music, when you're putting thought just into life? Where does most of your influence come from? Who do you value? Who do you look up to, maybe in a music world or even just life?
Basically, just my family.
Okay.
I'm really doing everything for my family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Get everybody up where they need to be.
So how do you feel about generational wealth?
That's important. You got to keep the family uptight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure everybody's straight. Family is the most important thing in life, honestly. Family and friends, because they're always going to have your back.
Do you have a lot of friends or a little bit? It's a great question. A lot of people got to be.
I have a decent amount of friends. I have a couple close ones, though. Mm. Like, real close.
Yeah. Like, Mod over here?
Mod's a close friend. Mod's like, been around since.
Mod is over here falling asleep.
Well, I still lit from last night.
That's why you brought the shades today?
Yeah, bro. I'm still smacked, bro.
Okay. I respect it, man. I respect it. Would you like to take a little intermission here?
No, I'm fine.
All right. Cool, cool, cool. So we're still going to keep trucking through. We're going to keep trucking. What direction do you see your music going? Like, what direction do you see yourself going with your music? Do you see yourself being in this area? Do you see yourself getting out of this area? Would you like to be an independent? Would you like to sign with a label? Where do you see music taking you?
Definitely trying to get out of here. That's for sure. Because, like, the music scenery is just not it around here, I feel like. I mean, they're trying to make it it, but, like, there's not a lot of eyes on you out here. So, it's really hard to really get noticed. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you feel that way?
Because, like, I could go to an open mic out here,
mm-hmm.
but there's really not no one important there. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm trying to say. Like, I could go to an open mic probably somewhere in New York, and there might just be someone in the crowd just sitting there. Like, oh, this kid's actually all right. Might come up to me or something. You never know.
I hear you. I mean, like, I'm going to, like, rebuttal you on that
one.
Let
me say, more opportunity. That's what, there's more opportunity outside of here is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, because, you know, you never know who's watching. You never know who's watching. Not a single clue. You know, you never know who's going to watch this. You know, it could probably be someone who has been keeping an eye on you from a distance, though, you know, in the music world, you know, and then they're like, okay, maybe we need to learn a little bit more about him. You never know who's watching. So I understand what you're saying as far as like trying to get out of here. Are you from this area?
I am.
Okay, so you've been here your whole life. I don't blame you.
Too long, bro.
Well, I don't blame you for getting out of here, man. How many years have you been on this planet?
24.
Okay, yeah, 25 for myself. You know, like, I'm not from this area. I'm observing this area. I'm learning this area.
It's not a bad area.
No.
You know, you can stack your money here and stuff.
But I don't want to say all that. I wouldn't say all that. Property taxes here fucking suck. Sorry. But, no, I think this area is up and coming, bro, on a for real. From the outside looking in, right? From the outside looking in, because I'm not from this area. From the outside looking in, I do think that this area is coming up. I know there is a lot of artists, though. What type of outlets do you think this area could bring to help highlight artists in this area? If you were running the city of Scranton, what would you do here?
If I was running the city of Scranton, I'd just
fix problems.
I'd make a mixtape. I would put a lot of artists on a mixtape, and then I'll just drop it.
Okay.
And then I'll promote it.
So what's stopping you from doing that now?
Nothing.
Exactly.
You're right. Nothing's stopping me from doing that. But I just got started. You're right.
You just got to start it, man. You got to find your team.
And there's a lot of good artists out there I would work with too. Like, there's actually a lot in this small area.
There's
I'm about to just get everybody together, bro. We gotta do a mixtape.
Why not? You know, hold on. What if you did like a cipher?
We could do, yeah, that too.
You got something to say, Mod?
Shoot, our friend group, we can make a song right now. Right now.
But what is a friend group? What is your team? Do you have a team?
Yeah, we do. No, we don't really got a team assembled right now. Like, we don't have people doing certain things, like, but everybody definitely helps.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody contributes in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a certain position or nothing like that.
Well, who do you guys find yourself working with? Mod, I'm assuming you make music as well, correct?
I really tap in.
I'm saying, like, a lot of my friends,
is your microphone on? I don't think it is.
They just never, like, tried, I guess. Then they never really took it to that level yet.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm just trying to figure out, man. I'm just trying to, like, get into your head a little bit. You know, I'm like, all right, so what's stopping you? You know, like, do it, man. Do it. You know, you've had some early success. You know, you've had some early success. And you can continue that success. You know, I think maybe what you need to figure out is how you're going to maneuver and drop everything. You know what I mean? Is that something that comes into mind? Like, what do we call that? We call that the rollout process.
No, that part's not that hard.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that hard. The hardest part about it is probably like just getting the work done.
It's just
like every other job, just get the work done. You know, people drag it sometimes because they don't want to do it. I have my certain moves where I'm like, I'm going to just stop working on this song real quick. Play 2K or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I'll go back to it.
Dude, It's funny you bring that up. I was on live with someone yesterday, right? And I was just observing. I was watching them do their thing, right? And the one guy was like, oh, it's not. Shout out to Fame. But he was like, oh, it's, he's like, that is, if you're doing what you love to do, it's not work. Right? If you're doing what you love to do, it's not work. You've heard people say that countless of times, right? That shit's corny. Let's cut that out. Okay.
That's corny.
Let's cut that shit out. Okay. Because it's still work. So I get what you're saying, you know, as far as like, you know, it takes a lot, you know, you're working at it and it is work. Although you love to do it, it's work. It's production, you know, long hours, you know, like how long have you found yourself on a track, maybe reworking one section of it?
Bro. 30 minutes, bro, like, on one little 2 lines.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to really figure out how I'm going to put it together. Like, I'm trying to be, like, J. Cole in this shit, bro.
And then that's when you got to, like, step back and you got to, like, be like, you want to go play 2K? Whatever the case may be.
Got to refresh my mind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
no.
I start overthinking it, write something corny down. I'm like, nah. Let me just take a break.
That's funny. Okay, here, let me ask you this. So, you know Hoodie. Hoodie said something pretty interesting in his interview. I want to see what you think about it. It's very simple, but it's like, all right, when it comes to music, right? Or just when it comes to feedback in general, he wanted to vouch and say that if you need feedback and valid feedback, go to the females.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Most definitely.
What the freak, man? This is pretty consistent between everyone now. Why is that? What is the female aspect of it that makes it valid?
Bro, I honestly don't know what it is. They just have good ears.
Okay. They're go ahead.
Girls definitely gonna give you the honest opinion every time.
Every time. Oh, that's another thing. Girls are petty. They gonna let you know.
Okay. Fair enough, fair enough. No, I thought that was very interesting. So since you agree with that statement, I'm still here like, I don't know if that's necessarily true, bro. I don't know if that's, but like at the same time, yeah, I guess, you know, they get fucking
tough. Between, I guess, like,
yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know what that's about.
He said, I don't know what that's about, man. All right. Well, you know, so let me ask you this. So where do you see the future of hip hop going? You know, where do you see the future of the music world going? You know, do you think there should be any type of fear for, let's say, AI?
Oh, AI shit is weird.
It's fucking disgusting, right?
I don't like that AI shit. I don't know. The hip hop game is just going left right now.
Going left? Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Like, anybody could honestly just go up there and say anything.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I wish I could go up there and say anything and be lit, but I'm trying to be different.
You know, so that's like something that I thought about when it came to the Vibe song, right? You know, like, you were saying that anyone can come and like rap and do whatever they want to do, right? They can make whatever type of music they want, okay? And when you made the song Vibe, because it was a little bit different to what I've heard prior to Vibe, you know, I was like, is he doing this just to prove a point? You know, like, is he making this type? Because it's a different beat. It's a different vibe as compared to all the other songs. And I was like, is he doing this to make a point to be like, it's not that hard. Like, you can do it. Like, anyone can do it. Was there a little bit of animosity creating that song? Am I completely wrong? If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
No.
Okay. No, I respect that, bro. Cause that's, and I do like the song. It's one of my favorite songs. That's for sure. But I was like, you know what? The beat really carries a lot of the song. You know, it's a really good vibe. And I'm like, maybe he's proving a point here that like, you can do this. Anyone could do this. Anyone could do this. So the AI shit's weird, right?
Yeah, bro.
AI shit's weird. I've seen
a few videos on it. I'm like, nah, no way, bro.
Yeah. What have you seen?
I seen someone was rapping in a mic and they were using Drake's voice.
Oh, that's weird.
I was confused. I'm like, wait, how is he doing? He literally sounded like Drake, bro.
So like a T-Pain mic.
Yeah.
Remember that? Remember that toy?
Like that, yep, just like that. Like, nah.
Yo, I saw this video where like someone took a country song and put Kanye's voice over the lyrics. And I was like, y'all don't like country, but it's like, it's Kanye.
Nah, dude, you were rocking with it?
I was like, yo, but it's like, it's kind of just like if Nike does something, you know what I mean? It looks cooler because it's Nike.
Okay.
You
know what I mean? I respect it.
I don't know. It was crazy.
The just do it aspect, the Kanye aspect. He signed Adidas again. Of course he did. I don't know if anyone knew that, but he signed back to Adidas. Yeah, of course he did, right?
Yeah, like they just took a break.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Yeah.
Yeah, they signed him back.
Yeah, it took a little breakup. It was a little breakup relationship.
Are you a big fan of freestyling?
If he say no, know. He lying.
No, I don't know.
If
really.
He say no, he lying. We sit here and freestyle.
I don't know, really. Like,
why that response for freestyling, man? What's up?
Because I'm not really that good at freestyling. Like, I could flow. Like, whatever I say on the beat, probably not gonna be fire, but I could sit there and just flow on the beat all day.
Okay.
So I don't really like freestyling like that. I can't just come off the top and say some fire. I don't know how people do that.
What's up, Mike?
Say,
Mike?
Nah, so you definitely be holding back.
Yeah, I'll be chilling. Freestyle. I do freestyle sometimes. Yeah, no, I do.
You more like you'll think about your freestyle before you.
Yeah, I'm one of them, bro.
You'd be like, that makes sense. Hold up. Nah, bro, you just gotta get in there.
Bro, when people freestyle and like, I don't know how they do it, bro. Like, you would come up with something and it makes sense like that fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy.
It's a different way of thinking, bro. And that's a funny thing about, like, you know, interviewing artists and learning how everyone makes music. Because everyone makes music differently, bro. And, like, I know a few artists who just get on a beat and just start freestyling and that's a song. And I'm like, that's crazy. Yeah. Like, I probably wouldn't do that, you know. If I were ever a musical artist, I'd probably start off with finding a melody.
That's me too. See, my problem is, like, I can't freestyle because, like, I like to say, like, certain things and, like, I like to think hard about my lines.
So, would you say you're a lyricist?
Almost. I'm trying to get there.
Trying to get there?
I'm trying to get there. I'm working on it.
What do you find yourself trying to focus on when you're, like, trying to get those steps for lyricism? Like, similes, what's it called?
Bro, I go into, what am I trying to say? Dictionary.
Webster.
Bro, Webster, I'm always right? on there, bro.
Yeah.
Trying to feel like, cause like, still, I'm trying to like get smarter in this shit too, bro. There's certain words I don't want to use, and I don't even know what it means. You feel me?
Yeah, no, I respect that. No, I respect that 100. Yo, all right, funny story. I had this one artist, like this rap group, come on, and shout out X-Fan, bro. But I at the time, like, I was uncultured. I still kind of am uncultured, bro. But I had to ask myself, yo, hold up. So like, what's a bando, bro? You know what a bando is?
Yeah, I do.
Right, it took me a while. I didn't know what a bando was, you know.
Well,
so
I mean, he might have a different definition.
Well, I think they told me a bando was a trap house, like a crack house. That's yeah, what I was gonna say. No, that's okay. Like, you know, we're crack friendly here at the Middleman Podcast. No, we're not. But yeah, that so like, you know, with music and learning new terms and stuff like that, I think that's real funny. You be learning some new shit, you know, like bando. That's what I learned. What are some of the words that you have learned in your journey that is helping expand your vocabulary? Because I think as a lyricist, when you're trying, not even as a lyricist, but as a musician, you know, with that one bar that you said earlier, you know, it seems to me that left to you, the term left is like bad, you know, it's going down on a frill, because earlier I asked you, I said, how do you feel about the music industry? Where do you think it's going? You said, I think it's going left, you know?
Yeah, because right is right.
Okay, yeah. Because right is right, so... Okay. No, that's what I mean, man. Just trying to find, like, you can make your own type of words. You can make your own type of flow. Like, all right, let's talk about Wu-Tang. You know, they use the word woolly. You know what a woolly is?
It's like a crack pipe,
I think. Yeah, no, it's a crack weed. Weed mixed with crack.
Oh, yeah, see,
I heard it's called a woolly.
Yeah, they be saying that shit in their songs.
Exactly. So, like, maybe you can do that for yourself as you expand your knowledge within the vocabulary and just the English language. Do you speak any other languages?
No.
Okay. No, that would have been dope if you would have been like, hey, you would have switched up on some crazy shit. Artist, dude, that shit's crazy. So, you know, producing, do you ever plan on producing music for yourself? Do you ever, like, find yourself making a beats yourself?
Have you ever taken that step? I want to try it, but I haven't did it yet, no. I don't got all the equipment for that shit yet.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because, like, I think that, you know, you say people send you beats, right? And their ass. You know, they're not really what you're looking for, you know, so maybe if you were to fiddle around with it yourself, you know, you could create something for yourself that you were looking for.
Oh, yeah. I just got to figure out how to work it. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how to work the beats and all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm telling you.
I didn't get that deep into it. You know, I was just the one recording.
So you're like scratching the surface. You know, it's been 1 year. Okay. It's been 1 year. What is a next big step for you this year? What are some goals, some maybe 2023 mantras that you have, like something for yourself?
Honestly, I just want to drop more music. I feel like I haven't dropped in a while. Like, I'm really, like, slow with this shit right now.
Okay.
I just got to catch up, get a nice little catalog, and I feel like I'm back on my feet.
Yeah, yeah. The catalog is essential, you know, and I like how you say that, because I think about when I took a break, you know, when I took a break from podcasting, everyone else is podcasting, they're releasing, and here I am not releasing, you know, so that definitely
right
hurts, I guess you could say, you know, it just hurts the traction.
Because it's like, you know, you could do the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, what am I doing?
That's what I'm trying to get to here, bro. What am I doing, bro?
I'm working right
be
now.
Be honest with me, bro.
Honestly,
be honest.
I'm working, bro. I'm just writing a lot of music.
Okay.
I ain't recorded not one song since the last few I dropped. The last two. Yeah.
Okay. And you just still feel very confident and passionate in yourself that you are the GOAT. That they should envy you. Yeah, I'm not questioning your gangster, bro.
No.
I'm just trying to, you know what I mean? Like,
I know where you're going with it. Yeah, bro.
All right. What do you got, Mike? You got something to say?
I'm just saying, though, you know, like you said, what, 24, right?
Yeah, 24.
Yeah, like I remember Mac Miller said, he was like, 27 when he said it. He was like, I got all the time in the world. It's a beautiful feeling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, sometimes it's good just to take a break, I guess, you know?
Yeah, that break was well needed, bro. But I'm back. Trust me.
Good for your head, you know?
Good for your head. You learn a lot of things, man. You step back, you observe.
And this is one of my steps of getting back. I was like, you know what? Let me go on the podcast, bro. You feel me? Let everybody know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm back.
I love it, man. I love it. So thanks for using my platform.
Yeah.
Thank you for using my...
Nah, bro, this platform is great, bro. I already know. I watched the hoodie. I watched the North Star. And I watched somebody else. I don't know who it was.
The snake guy, probably? William Snakespeare?
No.
No? That one was...
It was somebody. I could look it up.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it, man. And I appreciate you coming to the platform and using the platform to spread your message. Let the people know what's going on with you. Respect to Envy here, the GOAT, you know. As a matter of fact, when you came here, I was like, you're much taller than you appear on video.
He thought I was much short. I was 5'5".
That's a real joke there. That's some real shit. But with that being said, man, we're going to start transitioning into tea time in a few minutes here. All right, cool. But before we transition into tea time, I like to give the floor to my guests. You know, anything that we missed, anything that you want to leave the guests with, maybe a positive message. Like, what do you live by, bro? What is GOAT's, you know, words of affirmations for yourself?
Simple as this. Just stay true to yourself.
Stay true to yourself.
That's it. People okay. gonna love you for who you are. Just be yourself.
Make sure you check him out on Instagram. Make sure you check him out on Spotify. Make sure whatever music platform you're listening on to, give him a follow. Give him some support, man, because within a year, you know, you've gotten some pretty great traction, man. So I'm excited to see the revolution of your music. Excited to see what comes next, you know, whatever tracks we hear in this beautiful summer that we're having, you know. But with that being said, we're going to transition into tea time. Not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, signing out. Peace.